My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on, man? A sunny, hot, steamy day downtown. We got Dukes and Bell. After having Juneteenth off, hope everybody with the day off had a day of quiet reflection or just boozed or did yard work. Okay, enough about my day. Chris, how you doing, brother?
Doing well. It is a lively scene here at Hudson Grill. I would say come on down, but I don't know if there's a table available.
Well, there's one right now. But, yeah, man, it's a scene as all of Argentina's fans that could get here are here. And, again, they are the defending champions of Copa America. We'll explain what this is. Jason Longshore is going to join us a little bit later in the show. But, basically, if you are a fan of soccer, you know you've got the Euro 24 going with the best teams that qualified in Europe. So the best teams basically in the Western Hemisphere playing this next few days and months, or the month of June and July. So it's a blast. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And so we're out here. Thanks to Victoria, the Brewski, coming down. It's Cerveza Victoria, which has got a great special. 5 beers for $16. You cannot beat that with a stick. So we'll certainly be taking advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
But first, before we get all hammered on that, let's just say a big hearty, hey, man, Braves looking good. I know that I got a chance. It was getaway day for the Tigers, so it was kind of cool to watch the Bravos, you know, look like they got some clutch in them.
Yeah.
And maybe you think, I know that if you'd have missed the beginning of the baseball season or you're new to the show, Chris was basically saying, Jared, who? This Kelnick guy? Because we were all of the opinion he batted like 0-98 in spring training. Maybe this is going to be a whole lot of nothing. Yeah, regardless if he was going to platoon, they went and got Adam Duvall because it looked like, even though Alex said there was no correlation with that, that they were going to have to maybe bump up that position.
Sure.
But maybe now Kelnick, I don't expect miracles, but he looks more comfortable at the top of the order than Michael Harris did when he was healthy, or Ozzie.
I'll tell you what, Mike Bell, you're going to need him. Because when you have Michael Harris out for probably at least a month and you have Acuna out for the season, he's the lone soldier standing from your original three outfielders at the start of the season. But have no fear like a Ramon Laureano scoring, Mike Bell, because he hit a home run yesterday. Forrest Wall had a clutch RBI the game before that. So we're starting to see contributions. Once again, Double A, maybe not even having to make a move now if these guys can start contributing on a regular basis. Because, Mike, I talked about this yesterday. I want to get your thought on this. The Braves just don't have a lot to offer in terms of trade value.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of teams that are still in it fighting for just a few key players.
Yeah, that's why I think if you can try to get out early, but as Chris just said, limited in what you've got as far as, I mean, how many pitchers do you have? You've seen some of the best they've got, and they're not up for the majors yet. Now, I know some expectations need to be tempered because they were forced into service and any other situation. Maybe they would have stayed in the minors.
Right.
But who do you have? You know, Vaughn Grissom was the big chip in the game for many years. The perception that he was untouchable obviously went away when they needed Chris Sale, and they made that deal, and Chris Sale's been paying huge dividends. But we'll chop it up. We'll ask Brett Boone what he thinks, because you're right. If you don't have the chips, or more importantly, you ain't got the cards, you know, you can't go to the big table and try to, you know, bluff somebody. You've got to, you know what, everybody knows what everybody's minor league system is and what's the valuations are and who's what.
Yeah, the Braves, in terms of hitting prospects, they really just don't have the horses right now. And then you mentioned all the guys that you would be willing to trade are either hurt or you're using them right now. Right now, Spencer Schwellenbach, who would be a valuable trade chip, is your fifth starter.
Right.
So you're certainly not going to get rid of him right now. Hurston Waldrop's on the IL. Smith Shauver's on the IL.
Good effort from Schwellenbach his last outing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's been good his past two, so you would think they're going to keep using him. So here's the thing, too. I mean, the rotation has just been absolutely money. You get another great start from Reynaldo Lopez. Did not have his best stuff, but was able to persevere and power through. Gave you quality innings and depth. Got you through five, and then the bullpen came in, and we were talking about that pen, Mike, but they closed it down.
I know that this team has gone through this year more than any other. And we've talked about how bad they've been in May historically. But now into June, you begin to feel that maybe some things, even though they got the injuries, now the Yankees will be a true test. They've got to play the Yankees, got a little road trip coming up. And we'll preview that with Brett Boone. But I do like what I'm seeing from the top of the lineup. I know the Tigers are at best a work in progress. But still, you got some offense. You scored seven runs. You look like the old Braves. You had no the game was never in doubt yesterday. So, I mean, some things are starting to shake. Six out of – oh, look, we got our beer. Outstanding. Thanks, Don. We got, the Braves winning six of their last seven. That's nothing to sneeze at, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah, and now you got to look at a big test, as you said, coming up with the Yankees, and they're going to be a litmus situation in terms of what do you got? How much can this revamped outfield go against the Yankees starting pitching staff, Mike, which, has not the big names that you're used to from the 90s and early 2000s, but Gerrit Cole made his first start of the season yesterday,
right.
And they have a bunch of guys. They have this kid who is the Reynaldo Lopez of the American League. His name is Luis Gil. He's got about the same ERA as Reynaldo Lopez. So the Yankees aren't just going to lie down, and they're not just going to look at you and say, oh, we're getting a battered and bruised Braves squad coming in. You're going to get their best bet.
But one thing for certain, Austin Riley, he's definitely in a groove now. He continues to rake. If you didn't see the game yesterday because it was early and not everybody gets to watch these days with the TV conundrum.
Yeah.
But Austin Riley goes 2-for-3. Murphy, and this is a guy, we were literally just talking about this, I think it was last week, and I said, is this guy just going to be all glove, no stick? But enough about my high school career. But no, I mean, it just seems like when is this guy going to turn it on? Two-run homers. We hope that, he's starting to rock. He's up to, I know, again, it's kind of laughable. He's up to 196. But when you consider where some of the guys are on this team, take what I can get. I'm not saying that, hey, the worm is turned, but the worm is in the right direction right now for the Braves. But this road trip will be the test.
You can't hit a 5-run home run.
Right.
You can't hit 6 home runs in a game. You can only do one thing at a time. And right now, if you had to assess each individual Brave that was struggling, Olsen, the arrow's pointing up for the most part. Riley, the arrow's definitely pointing up. Murphy, the arrow's pointing up. And Ozzy, the arrow's pointing up as well. So you have all your guys at the very least trending in the right direction, which you hope is going to be the secret sauce that you need, because if you can't bring in another player, well, you know what? You just so happen to have 4 or 5 all-stars on this team that haven't been playing like it.
Right.
So if even a couple of those guys turn it around, that's a help.
It is Copa America, live from Hudson Grill, guys. Just to sample the goods, this is Victoria, because Carl was raving about it from the Cinco de Mayo party he hosted back in May. But we've got these brewskis on special. They are presenting sponsor today at Hudson Grill for Copa America. So come on down, try some Victoria from Mexico. It's a Vienna-style brew, and it's, dare I say, quite tasty.
Yummy.
We've got to get you an Argentina jersey. Even G-Money knows. I mean, even if you have known nothing about soccer, if you're ever going to South Beach, just wear an Argentina jersey. It's the greatest icebreaker in the history. I mean, that or Brazil, you can't go wrong.
How about Messi? That's all you need to
say. Just say
Messi. How about Messi?
I can tell you a quick story. We got time. But years ago, I was at the News Cafe right on Ocean Drive. And Becky's in a conference in Orlando. She's not listening. This is a couple girlfriends ago. And we're hanging out down here. And I see this guy, real GQ. He's got a baseball hat on, sunglasses. And I'm thinking, is that Batistuta? And Gabriel bought this big star for Argentina, international star. And he's right next to me because the tables are really tight.
Yeah.
And I lean over, I go, Batistuta? And he goes, shh. I go, like that. So anyway, he has his brunch, and I got my ex Benedict and a Bloody Mary. Later on, he comes over and goes, thank you very much. You know, because in other words, let me be cool and
right.
And relative anonymity as opposed to screaming, Batistuta! You know, and the whole place goes bananas. But no, I just, down there, I had a bunch of friends that played everything from rugby to polo. You want to talk about guys scoring some chicks?
Oh, yeah.
You ride a horse? Anyway, but I've always been a fanboy to a degree for Argentina because it's freaking easy because they're great. But anyway, they're down here and they want to meet you. If you're a single guy, as we say all the time, a little bit overweight, pattern baldness, maybe going through a divorce, that's an Argentinian's dream guy. So come on down and join the party.
You just got to be able to bankroll it.
That's right, pal. Hey, speaking of bankroll, what are the Hawks going to be doing? Can we bankroll this into something that's going to be viable offensively? Chris and I will be getting into that as part of the headlines. We'll talk about it because there seems to be, I guess, a real perception around the league that Alexander Sarr is not coming here.
No, we'll tell you who the guy is that both ESPN and CBS project the Hawks to get, and it's not the guy I want.
Also, we always have a fun conversation, unless you're a Trae Young fan, because those guys always want to lynch this guy. But we will talk to a dude that has strong opinions about the NBA, and that's Brian Geltzeiler. He is HoopsCritic.com, Sirius XM NBA Radio. He's the one who says blow the whole thing up.
Yep.
But we'll get his take on what the draft strategy is going to be. Can you fix this offseason to where you're doing anything other than the play-in game? So we'll chop that up as well. And Atlanta United, speaking of Argentina, guy who's not on this squad, which maybe was some motivation for him, delivers a big goal. We'll check the headlines for you. We'll give you the scene. Brett Boone's going to join us. We're live at Hudson Grill downtown for Copa America. It is Dukes and Bell with Chris and for the Vacationing Carl right here on 92.9.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later,
There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live downtown at Hudson Grill right on Marietta Street. And it is a scene, man. As we said earlier to start the program, Canada taking on Argentina tonight down at Mercedes-Benz. So there's a sea of blue and white. A little bit of red sprinkled in. But it's a great crowd. We've got Victoria on special. Fantastic Spanish lager. Oldest beer of Mexico. Going back to 1865. And Chris and I are just sampling the goods.
Oh, it's delicious. I'd never had it before. Very, very nice.
Like it. Yeah, man, this is Copa America, so it's basically what you're watching. If you're watching the Euros, it's the same thing. It's the best teams, best countries that qualified here in this hemisphere. And talking to Mike Conti about this earlier, it hadn't always had North America in it. It had been generally South American, but this is a very special in America as the host country. So it's going to be a blast. We'll tell you more about it throughout the show. As we mentioned, Jason's going to swing by. Right now, though, it's time to hit the headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Hey, man, headlines are brought to you by ATL. Live well, don't just live, live well. We talked about it, man. I mean, Braves, some guys getting on you on the text line saying, Chris, enjoy the goodness. Take a 6 out of 7.
What did I say that was negative?
You're just negative Nelly, Chris. You're making it sound like your glass is half empty.
No negative.
You're a glass half empty guy.
Mike, you know what? The sun is shining. We got beautiful beer and beautiful people all around us. Today is a day of positivity for the Braves, man.
Right.
Come on.
Like to hear that, man. Oren, apologize because I was trying to tweet this photo and get the name of the beer right. Let's hear from Brian Snicker because there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
No, it's been good. I think we all feel a lot better about it. That it's kind of, you know, we're seeing a little light at the end of the tunnel and where they're going, which, you know, I'm still cautiously optimistic but kind of felt, you know, it's felt like it was going to happen at some point in time. So it's good to see, you know, they're kind of getting her going.
Yeah, I know that every analyst we've had on, whether we talk to Grant or it's guys we get nationally, have said, and I know guys get sick of hearing it, but, you know, your baseball card is who you are. And these guys have not been even close to their baseball card. Now, everyone has down years, and we're still learning and getting to know Matt Olson and Sean Murphy and what these guys, what their normal equilibrium would be over the course of a season. But here's, speaking of Sean Murphy, here's Murph on, you know, getting some consistency at the plate for the whole team.
I think just good at-bats from everybody. They had a good guy in the mound today, and we just, you know, we put pressure on him, made him work, and then we got some hits when we needed to.
Yeah, man, and again, I was just saying, who is this guy? When's he going to start hitting? Keeps that up. You can't argue with that. Two shots, one was a tape measure job. Looks great.
You know what the funny thing is, Mike? When he first was doing his rehab stuff, he was hitting bombs. And then when he got called back up to the big leagues, that stroke went away. So it's nice to see he finally found his groove. And again, if you can just continue to piecemeal this thing together, one guy here, one guy there, one day it's Riley, the next day it's Olson. If you can keep that formula going, you can sustain this thing. Not everybody needs to be blazing hot at the same time.
It's an off day, as we said, both Tigers and Braves getting away. Braves getting up to New York. Chris, you just mentioned briefly the Yankees are rolling, but should be a true test for the Bravos. Although, hey, that's a hitter's park for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you got that short porch. You got the right field not being anything to scream about either. So it should be a slugfest. Honestly, Mike, what I think, it should be a slugfest.
Right.
Both teams do have great starting pitching, but when you have the middle of the lineups that these two teams have, I wouldn't be surprised if we're going, you know, 6-5, 7-6 every game.
We talked about this on Tuesday's show, and some guys, like, I get it. It's kind of funny. I have to admit, I kind of thought the same thing when I heard that Arthur Blank was going in the Ring of Honor. Doesn't Arthur just say, put a memo out, hey, time to put me in the Ring of Honor, you nitwits. Get on it. But I think it's not that simple. I do think you've got people that are in charge, whether it's former members of the Ring of Honor, guys that are already, I should say, past members of the Ring of Honor, not to mention some of the management team. Like, I don't know. Do you, some guys on Twitter, it's like, oh, the brown nose and Arthur. It's his freaking team. We got the stadium. We got stuff like this today because of Arthur Blank. Like, I get it. I wish we didn't have PSLs, but that's, you know, at the grand scheme of things, a bump on the road when you think of all the money he's contributed to this neighborhood, to the town. We talked about the children's hospital, everything else. So if you want to sit there and get snarky about Arthur being in the Ring of Honor, I think he's earned it.
He's also an octogenarian.
Right. He's also the only owner that had this team that's ever You know, because the Smith family used to use us, use Jacksonville's blackmail to get more money for a stadium, and we got stuck with the Georgia Dome, which, to be honest, was nothing special. So this is a guy that, you know, has done some really good things with the city. Either way, we knew he was going in, and then Matt Ryan subsequently gets in. He will be inducted, I think, was it the game against the Buccaneers?
Yeah,
in October, first week in October.
October 3rd, yeah.
You may have heard this already, but for our audience, it's Matt Ryan. Raheem Morris brings him in to speak to the team. And Matt basically says, hey, what does it mean to be a Falcon? I thought this was pretty cool. Take a listen.
The difference here in Atlanta is that the city is the exact same way. You got to earn it from them. And when you do, this city goes on fire. Trust me. Ra's been a part of it. I've been a part of it. Jake's been a part of it. When you get rolling here, this city comes on fire. My challenge to you guys is to get it back rolling. Because to me, what it means to be a Falcon is to go out there and earn it every day.
And I think they have every single possibility to do so this season, as long as Kirk Cousins stays healthy and you utilize the weapons on offense that you have right now in terms of Bijan Robinson, Algier, right. London, Pitts, and the rest of the crew.
Some of the rankings come out because there's really nothing going on now between now and when camps open up, so ESPN and other magazines and news sites can come up with their rankings of who's a top 100 player. I don't even give a flip, but it does get people like sideways, and we'll get into some of the numbers and why some of the rankings or valuations perhaps are where they are. That'll be part of the Falcon Report coming up at 3. One last headline brought to you by our buddies at 8 at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. We talked about Thiago Almada not on this Argentinian national squad for this Copa America because he hadn't done anything. And I think that even they see in MLS he's expected to be the man. It was kind of a foregone conclusion. He was going to be the next Atlanta United piece moving to Europe for a big transfer fee. And whether that was coaching, whether that was chemistry or lack thereof, he put some stuff together last night. If you didn't see it, Mike Conti and the guys had the call up in D.C. Take a listen.
Almada coming down the near touchline, stopping 40 yards from goal, now colliding with Fortune, staying on it, into the central channel, past Peltola, to the top of the arc, shot! Yeah. Score! Golazo! Out of nowhere, the Marietta magician gives Atlanta United the 1-0 lead.
More of that, please, Thiago Almada.
Yeah, that sounds like a call from our good buddy Mike Conti and program director of this very radio station of a team that needed a win. They needed that in the worst way. And again, if you guys didn't see this shot, it was an absolute rocket into the back of the net. It is worth going to find that highlight on Twitter.
Yep, and this is the kind of stuff we had come to expect from him. I had joked around, I mean, half kidding, but it's kind of true. Anytime he'd bring the ball up, it seemed like this season, three guys would jump on it.
Yep.
And nobody else is able to kind of take up the slack. I mean, that's an oversimplification, but he hasn't been playing up to what we expect. So Atlanta United does get a win. Another second road win in a row, by the way. First clean sheet in a minute. Brad Guzan had to make some saves late. As we mentioned, Jason Longshore will stop by later to talk about that. Also, guys, the Hawks. What are we going to do with this draft pick? It seems like a lot of folks, I first thought the rumors came out because you saw Sarr see we win the number one pick, and he looks like someone just farted in church.
Yeah.
A kid who spent some time playing youth basketball here in Atlanta coming up, and it just seemed like he was lukewarm to the idea of playing in the A. Then you could argue, do you want to get the next, you know, SGA in here? You know, if you feel that Reese Sachet is Gilgeous Alexander-like eventually, and that seems to be the guy that a lot of folks feel we're going to pick at one.
Here's my problem with the pick, Mike. What else then are you doing? Because you are leaving yourself then vulnerable to basically roster construction chaos. And what I mean by that is, with Alex Sarr, why I've been banging the drum for this so hard is because it creates a set path for the Atlanta Hawks to follow. If you take Alex Sarr, you are basically a hodgepodge of nothingness. That's exactly what this team becomes. Do you build around Richichet? Do you trade Trey? Do you trade DJ? All of these moves that need to be made in such a short period of time, and you are basing it around, Mike, here's my biggest issue, a complete unknown. At least if you draft Sarr, you are relying still on Trey and DJ to be the guy that brings him along. With Richichet, complete question mark.
Well, that's just it. I mean, none of these guys are the finished product. It's certainly not debated. It's been established that this is nothing like Victor Wembanyama coming out when everyone just knew he was going to be the thing, and he already looks like it. He's all there, already the all-defensive team in the NBA. I just felt you need size. This team is undersized. It's been undersized for a couple of years. You know, a pick-and-roll machine if Trey's going to be the guy who stays. and let's build around some size and a real rim protector. And a guy can also score. Is not a liability. Even now, he's got a better finish than Capella around the basket. Hopefully his jump shot would develop. I know guys get sick of me calling him Jaren Jackson-like, but that's what I thought they'd give. Sure sounds like there's no interest in him, at least from us. They haven't even worked him out. And this is another thing. I saw this morning on NBA Central. You're not working the guy out. If you're even thinking about trading the pick, you've got to create a sense of leverage in talking to everyone. Don't you?
Well, then you know what else that means,
What are you,
Mike?
Billy Knight? I like Sheldon. Was it Sheldon? Marvin Williams? Yes, it's Sheldon. Sheldon Williams. He completely communicated that pick back in the day. Our former GM, general manager, Billy Knight. But anyway, getting back to my initial point, don't you have to, like, work everybody out in the top five?
Yeah, unless you're Landry and you did tip your hand by saying you're keeping the number one pick. So you already screwed yourself out of any leverage, because if that's really what you're going to do, at least keep a shroud of mystery so that maybe a team comes at you with a Godfather offer that you can't refuse. Now, if you don't work out Sar and you keep the number one pick, you've all but eliminated all that possibility.
I mean, guys, we're not being like sports talk radio hosts just trying to, like, create some jive and narrative. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Why do we see all the guys and all the nonsense, all the rumors that come up on NFL draft week about this or that, and the information that gets fed to media outlets that then run with it to create this sense of either urgency for a player or a player's stock is falling? But I just thought, I mean, that's basketball 101. You cast a wide net, you let no one know what your intentions are, and then maybe somebody comes at you with some kind of grand slam deal. Because if you don't like the number one pick as the definitive pick anyway, why don't you try to make something off it?
Here's the thing. The guys that we're getting these reports from, Kyle Boone of CBS and Jonathan Givony of ESPN.
Not Jabroni.
Yeah, Givony. These are guys that don't make stuff up. They're not just picking crap out of clouds and making mock drafts for the sake of doing stuff. They're doing it based on what they're hearing from the league and what they're hearing from their sources. And right now it says that the Hawks, for reasons I just cannot understand, don't want Sar. I just don't get it.
I know a couple, it was about a season and a half ago, or actually it was last year, we wanted Pascal Siakam. And apparently it was communicated to Atlanta. He wasn't interested in coming to the A. He wound up getting traded to the Pacers. Well, they ink him to a $189.5 million max deal.
Yeah.
A guy that, look, I get it. You're going to say Pascal Siakam, but that's something we don't have. That kind of range and athleticism, the way he looks like, you know, I said he looks like Doc Octopus from Spider-Man in the half court on defense. So, yeah, man. Dude, they're showing Argentinian fans going bananas on TV, and that's why the crowd's going nuts. Chris, this scene is pretty wild.
Yeah, we got like the Vuvuzela crowd coming in now to make some ruckus over here. It really is a scene. If you're driving by, you'll see us, man. Just come down.
Right, man. So it's basically Centennial Olympic Park and Marietta. So that's where it's at. You can't beat the party. Chris, by the way, has shown tremendous radio discipline and stomach discipline as his beautiful-looking chicken wrap has been delivered, and he hasn't even tried to stuff it in his face during any of our conversation. That's discipline.
You proud of me, Mike?
I am.
All right.
Hey, man, we got a bucket of beer. You got to get your own, but it's a pretty good deal. You get five Victorias for just $16. Victoria, Mexico's oldest beer from 1865, sponsoring the show today. We're down at Hudson Grill, downtown Atlanta. Join the party, man, because it is a party. It's a rager for Copa America. Coming up next, does Brett Boone feel the worm has turned? Or, as I said, it's inching in the right direction for the Braves. We'll talk to our Odyssey MLB insider next. Hit us up on Twitter. We don't call it X here on Dukes and Bell.
No.
But asking us, how do we get there? Well, again, if you hadn't been downtown in a minute, it's basically just down the street from State Farm, just down from where the old CNN used to be. They're not there no more. But we're on the corner of Marietta Street and Centennial Olympic Park Drive. That's where we're doing the broadcast, brought to you by Victoria, which is on special as we're getting ready for Copa America.
After parties in my studio apartment, Mike Bell.
I'm telling you, man, you meet the right chicas and you may have yourself quite a noche. This hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Brett, ready to go, Oren? Not yet. We're going to get Brett Boone on in just a sec. He is our MLB insider from Odyssey. But while we're just painting the picture, a lot of guys are like, man, it sounds bananas, because it is. I mean, the whole patio out here at Hudson Grill is a bunch of Argentinians, and you've got a couple of Canadians. That's who they're playing tonight at what, 8 o'clock, you said, Chris?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
At Mercedes-Benz. And, yeah, it's wherever Argentina goes, the party flows. So it's a good scene.
This is my first time experiencing it.
Right. If you get off early, I would recommend swinging down here. And maybe you pick up a ticket. I know there's still a few available on Ticketmaster and the secondary markets. But this is going to be, another – if you think this is bananas, wait till we get the World Cup. when we have that here in a few years in Atlanta. When you think about folks, that, I mean, I was telling Chris and G Money, my man Gordon is producing today. Back in the old days, when I say the old days, the 94 U.S. Hosted the World Cup, and Brazil's base of operations was Miami. And so they were be practicing at the Orange Bowl. And you have like 15, 20,000 Brazilians just watching them practice, banging the drums, women looking like they're at you know, at carnival. You know, it was just a scene. So even if I can tell you this, I knew a hell of a lot less about soccer in 1994 than I know now. But I went to the Ireland Italy match at the Meadowlands. Ireland defeats Italy 1-0, and Manhattan was upside down. I mean, it was. You can imagine, Chris, what that weekend was like. So it's just something about international soccer when it's in your city, and it's going to be something, man. So that's another aspect of Arthur Blank's legacy, and something like that, a World Cup. You know, you don't get that without having Mercedes-Benz, and of course, Atlanta United. Although we've been on hard times, more or less three of the last four. You know, we've set the tone early on as one of the elite franchises in MLS.
Yeah, a big 1-0 victory. And Almada, as we played that goal for you in the headlines, absolutely missing one home. I believe Brett Boone is ready to rock and roll.
All right, man, let's get to it. Joined by our Odyssey MLB insider, the aforementioned Mr. Boone. Insider call is presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone Podcast, which you got to check out. He's always got really awesome guests. Most notable names in MLB, in and around sports every week. So, Brett, last time we spoke to you, a lot of doom and gloom around here. We just lost Michael Harris, but now we've won six of our last seven. Has the worm turned for the Braves?
I think so, yeah. There was a lot of doom and gloom, but not on this end. I wasn't worried about the Braves. You know, I think they're going to find their groove. They're just, I don't know. I look at this, especially the National League, man. There's so much parity. I was looking at this. There's only two teams in the National League, Colorado and Miami, that I think have essentially eliminated themselves from postseason. The rest, everybody's in the hunt. I think there's two elite teams. I said it last week or a couple weeks ago. I think it's the Philadelphia Phillies and the L.A. Dodgers. And then I kind of think there's two teams that are kind of just out on the outside looking into those two teams, and that's Atlanta and Milwaukee. But I think Atlanta and Milwaukee distance themselves from the rest of the National League. So, yeah, Braves won six out of the last seven, coming off a sweep of Detroit, beat a really good pitcher, probably Cy Young leader at this point, Skubal, yesterday. Olsen's going to be there. You know, we've talked about a slow start. He usually has more than 11 home runs at this point in the season, but I think when it's all said and done, Olsen's numbers are going to be up there. We expect 30-plus home runs. Ozuna continues to be that MVP-type player. He wasn't a designated hitter. But when I look at everything, their pitching staff's solid. They're top in the league in that. Their bullpen is really good as well. And they got a day off today. They're going to face my little brother's Yankees for a big series coming up. But all in all, I think right. The Braves are in good. I think the Braves are in real good position, and still, when push comes to shove, I think they have a chance of battling those Phillies for the division. Phillies look like they're the class this year. I think they're one of the best teams in baseball, but there's a long way to go. And this Braves team, I would never count them out, even at the division level. But they're definitely a postseason ball club.
Brett, you just mentioned how many teams are still involved in the mix right now. What kind of trade market do you foresee coming out? Because I think it might not be so robust because of the exact thing that you just mentioned.
I think in the National League, you're right, not so robust. I mean, we buried the Mets a month ago. They're done.
Right.
I'm looking at the charges. The Mets are one game out of the wild card right now. The St. Louis Cardinals, who was dead and buried again, they're in the postseason if today the season ended today. The Washington Nationals, as of today, are in the postseason, and I never thought I'd say that this year. A lot of parity. I don't think you're going to see the trade deadline be as heavy in the National League. I think you got to look to the American League and where there's going to be a lot of sellers at the break. But we're still too far off from that. The interesting thing, and I think the real positive thing for baseball, with them a few years ago moving that trade deadline, it requires a lot more strategy now and a lot more general managers kind of going out on a limb. You don't give them that month to go where, yeah, it's kind of set that we're not a playoff team or we are. you put them in that no man's land 2 months out thinking,
right.
Do we buy, do we sell? We're not in, we're not out. And I think there's a lot more strategy going on. So I think that's good for the game. I definitely think there's going to be more sellers, like I said, in the American League than the National League. This National League, to be honest with you, without those four teams, Phillies, L.A., Milwaukee, and the Atlanta Braves, I think it's a pretty mediocre league. I think they're the only teams over 500 as well. You got two wild card spots right now, and they're both sub-500 teams. So I think the National League, like it always ebb and flows, American the National League, I think the American League is definitely the superior league this year. But it doesn't mean that the National League isn't going to be exciting with so many cities. I think are going to be in the mix for a longer period of time as the summer rolls on.
It is Brett Boone with us, guys. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. See, Brett, we all know, 2021, our GM, Alex Anthopoulos, did an amazing job of getting, Jorge Soler and Peterson and, Rosario, all these guys, filled in the offense and were so clutch for the missing Acuna. I just don't know what our farm system is left to be. Chris, my co-host, was pointing that out earlier. You got to have some chips, right, to make a trade, and that's why it's kind of tough to do it now. Everyone will probably wait to get you over a barrel at the trade deadline.
Yeah, you got to have chips, or you got to have somebody that is having a fire sale and that has got a high payroll, big number on their contract, where a team like the Braves would be willing to take it on, and really you don't decimate your farm system in the process. So there's two ways to go. I think the Braves at this point, whatever that piece they think they need at the deadline, I think especially the way the Braves have been and kind of been a juggernaut at the top of that division for the last 4, 5, 6 years, I think you're going to see them make a deal, and they'll find a way to get it done to get that piece that they need. Who knows what that piece may be? It might come down to a high-priced veteran that could really put them over the edge. I think at this stage for the Atlanta Braves, it's all about winning that World Series, because I think, and I don't say you guys are spoiled, but you've had a pretty special run recently with the Atlanta Braves, and pretty cool. I was out there last year. I'm coming to your neck of the woods in August for a reunion, alumni reunion, and that scene at that new ballpark, going into the game, coming out of the game, I remember really being impressed with it, like, wow, this is really cool. That's what happens when you win year in and year out, and the fans come out to support you. So I think the Braves are at that point where the fans, they're kind of getting like Yankee fans, like, yeah, it's great. We know we win. We win the division. We go to the postseason every year, but we got to win another World Series.
And, Brett, you were on a Braves team in 99 that had to deal with losing Javi Lopez and all his RBI and slugging. So, I mean, we've seen it happen before. Unfortunately, they got swept by the Yankees. That Yankee team was a juggernaut. But you guys had a grind to get there, too.
We had a grind, but we were good. I mean, that was the one year throughout my career I was fortunate enough to play on 3 or 4 really top-level teams, that being one of them. And it was very workmanship-like. I mean, that was the Braves of the 90s, where you go to the postseason every year. And it's kind of, we just came to the ballpark, punched the clock, won 100-plus games. Rolled through that first division, first series, I believe, was Houston Astros beat them, and then just ran into a really, really good New York Yankees team. But that was a good team. We just kind of got hit by a bus and got swept. We didn't expect to get swept. We knew the Yankees were going to that year, but we didn't think it was going to be 4 and out. So it's a great culture. It's a great culture in Atlanta. I think what you're going through right now is like Atlanta Braves of the 90s, where you
hit us up on Twitter. We don't call it X here on Dukes and Bell.
No.
But asking us, how do we get there? Well, again, if you hadn't been downtown in a minute, it's basically just down the street from State Farm, just down from where the old CNN used to be. They're not there no more. But we're on the corner of Marietta Street and Centennial Olympic Park Drive. That's where we're doing the broadcast, brought to you by Victoria, which is on special as we're getting ready for Copa America.
After parties in my studio apartment, Mike Bell.
I'm telling you, man, you meet the right chicas and you may have yourself quite a noche. This hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Brett, ready to go, Oren? Not yet. We're going to get Brett Boone on in just a sec. He is our MLB insider from Odyssey. But while we're just painting the picture, a lot of guys are like, man, it sounds bananas, because it is. I mean, the whole patio out here at Hudson Grill is a bunch of Argentinians, and you've got a couple of Canadians. That's who they're playing tonight at what, 8 o'clock, you said, Chris?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
At Mercedes-Benz. And, yeah, it's just wherever Argentina goes, the party flows. So it's a good scene.
This is my first time experiencing
right.
it.
Right. If you get off early, I would recommend swinging down here. And maybe you pick up a ticket. I know there's still a few available on Ticketmaster in the secondary markets, but this is going to be another. If you think this is bananas, wait till we get the World Cup when we have that here in a few years in Atlanta. When you think about folks, I was telling Chris and G Money, my man Gordon is producing today. Back in the old days, when I say the old days, the 94 U.S. Hosted the World Cup, and Brazil's base of operations was Miami. And so they would be practicing at the Orange Bowl. And you have like 15, 20,000 Brazilians just watching them practice, banging the drums, women looking like they're at Carnival. You know, it was just a scene. So even if I can tell you this, I knew a hell of a lot less about soccer in 1994 than I know now. But I went to the Ireland-Italy match at the Meadowlands. Ireland defeats Italy 1-0, and Manhattan was upside down. I mean, it was. You can imagine, Chris, what that weekend was like. So it's just something about international soccer when it's in your city, and it's going to be something, man. So that's another aspect of Arthur Blank's legacy, and something like that, a World Cup. You know, you don't get that without having Mercedes-Benz. And, of course, Atlanta United, although we've been on hard times, more or less, three of the last four, you know, we've set the tone early on as one of the elite franchises in MLS.
Yeah, a big 1-0 victory. And Almada, as we played that goal for you in the headlines, absolutely missling one home. I believe Brett Boone is ready to rock and roll.
All right, man, let's get to it. Joined by our Odyssey MLB insider, the aforementioned Mr. Boone. Insider call is presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, which you got to check out. He's always got really awesome guests, most notable names in MLB, in and around sports every week. So, Brett, last time we spoke to you, a lot of doom and gloom around here. We just lost Michael Harris, but now we've won six of our last seven. Has the worm turned for the Braves?
I think so, yeah. There was a lot of doom and gloom, but not on this end. I wasn't worried about the Braves. You know, I think they're going to find their groove. They're just, I don't know. I look at this, especially the National League, man. There's so much parity. I was looking at this. There's only two teams in the National League, Colorado and Miami, that I think have essentially eliminated themselves from postseason. The rest, everybody's in the hunt. I think there's two elite teams. I said it last week or a couple weeks ago. I think it's the Philadelphia Phillies and the L.A. Dodgers. And then I kind of think there's two teams that are kind of just out on the outside looking into those two teams, and that's Atlanta and Milwaukee. But I think Atlanta and Milwaukee distance themselves from the rest of the National League. So, yeah. Braves won six out of the last seven, coming off a sweep of Detroit, beat a really good pitcher, probably Cy Young leader at this point in Scooble yesterday. Olsen's going to be there. You know, we've talked about a slow start. He usually has more than 11 home runs at this point in the season, but I think when it's all said and done, Olsen's numbers are going to be up there. We expect 30-plus home runs. Ozuna continues to be that MVP-type player if he wasn't a designated hitter. But when I look at everything, their pitching staff solid. They're top in the league in that. Their bullpen is really good as well. And they got a day off today. They're going to face my little brother's Yankees for a big series coming up. But all in all, I think right. The Braves are in good. I think the Braves are in real good position. And still, when push comes to shove, I think they have a chance of battling those Phillies for the division. Phillies look like they're the class this year. I think they're one of the best teams in baseball, but there's a long way to go. And this Braves team, I would never count them out, even at the division level. But they're definitely a postseason ball club.
Brett, you just mentioned how many teams are still involved in the mix right now. What kind of trade market do you foresee coming out? Because I think it might not be so robust because of the exact thing that you just mentioned.
I think in the National League, you're right, not so robust. I mean, we buried the Mets a month ago. They're done.
Right.
I'm looking at the charts. The Mets are one game out of the wild card right now. The St. Louis Cardinals, who was dead and buried again, they're in the postseason if today the season ended today. The Washington Nationals, as of today, are in the postseason, and I never thought I'd say that this year. A lot of parity. I don't think you're going to see the trade deadline be as heavy in the National League. I think you got to look to the American League and where there's going to be a lot of sellers at the break. But we're still too far off from that. The interesting thing, and I think the real positive thing for baseball with them a few years ago, moving that trade deadline, it requires a lot more strategy now and a lot more general managers kind of going out on a limb. You don't give them that month to go where, yeah, it's kind of set that we're not a playoff team or we are. You put them in that no man's land 2 months out thinking,
right,
do we buy, do we sell, we're not in, we're not out. And I think there's a lot more strategy going on. So I think that's good for the game. I definitely think there's going to be more sellers, like I said, in the American League than the National League. This National League, to be honest with you, without those four teams, Phillies, L.A., Milwaukee, and the Atlanta Braves, I think it's a pretty mediocre league. I think they're the only teams over 500 as well. You got two wild card spots right now, and they're both sub-500 teams. So I think the National League, like it always ebb and flows, American to National League, I think the American League is definitely the superior league this year. But it doesn't mean that the National League isn't going to be exciting with so many cities. I think are going to be in the mix for a longer period of time as the summer rolls on.
It is Brett Boone with us, guys. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. See, Brett, we all know, 2021, our GM, Alex Anthopoulos, did an amazing job of getting, Jorge Soler and Peterson and, Rosario, all these guys, filled in the offense and were so clutch for the missing Acuna. I just don't know what our farm system is left to be. Chris, my co-host, was pointing that out earlier. You got to have some chips, right, to make a trade, and that's why it's kind of tough to do it now. Everyone will probably wait to get you over a barrel at the trade deadline.
Yeah, you got to have chips, or you got to have somebody that is having a fire sale and that has got a high payroll, big number on their contract, where a team like the Braves would be willing to take it on, and really you don't decimate your farm system in the process. So there's two ways to go. I think the Braves at this point, whatever that piece they think they need at the deadline, I think especially the way the Braves have been and kind of been a juggernaut at the top of that division for the last 4, 5, 6 years, I think you're going to see them make a deal, and they'll find a way to get it done, to get that piece that they need. Who knows what that piece may be? It might come down to a high-priced veteran that could really put them over the edge. I think at this stage for the Atlanta Braves, it's all about winning that World Series, because I think, and I don't say you guys are spoiled, but you've had a pretty special run recently with the Atlanta Braves, and pretty cool. I was out there last year. I'm coming to your neck of the woods in August for a reunion, alumni reunion, and that scene at that new ballpark, going into the game, coming out of the game, I remember really being impressed with it. Like, wow, this is really cool. That's what happens when you win year in and year out, and the fans come out to support you. So I think the Braves are at that point where the fans, they're kind of getting like Yankee fans. Like, yeah, it's great. We know we win. We win the division. We go to the postseason every year, but we got to win another World Series.
And, Brett, you were on a Braves team in 99 that had to deal with losing Javi Lopez and all his RBI and slugging. So, I mean, we've seen it happen before. Unfortunately, they got swept by the Yankees. That Yankee team was a juggernaut, but you guys had to grind to get there too.
We had to grind, but we were good. I mean, that was the one year throughout my career I was fortunate enough to play on 3 or 4 really top-level teams, that being one of them. And it was very workmanship-like. I mean, that was the Braves of the 90s, where you go to the postseason every year, and it's kind of, we just came to the ballpark, punched the clock, won 100-plus games. Rolled through that first division, first series, I believe, was Houston Astros, beat them, and then just ran into a really, really good New York Yankees team. But that was a good team. We just kind of got hit by a bus and then got swept. We didn't expect to get swept. We knew the Yankees were going to do that year, but we didn't think it was going to be 4 and out. So it's a great culture. It's a great culture in Atlanta. I think what you're going through right now is like Atlanta, Braves of the 90s, where you expect, it's not a matter of if we're going to the postseason, is how far are we going to go this year, and are we going to bring another trophy home?
Brett, by the way, you didn't even realize that you just earned yourself a trip in August to come to the 92.9 The Game studios. We'll have to get you in with the guys when you come in.
I would be offended if I wasn't invited. I think it's the week I think it's the 24th or the 25th of August. I've already confirmed, so we're going to come out there for a weekend. I don't know who we're playing, but, yeah, I'd be offended if I wasn't invited.
Dinner's on Mike as well. All right, we're talking to our buddy Brett Boone here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I didn't think I'd say this at the beginning of the year. In fact, I almost proclaimed it, and I'm glad I'm eating my words. But Chris Sale, you have Max Fried, and you have Ronaldo Lopez. That's as good of a starting three as any in baseball. I'm stunned.
I agree with that, and I'm with you. When I saw the Sale deal, you know, my eyes kind of roll like, okay, what's going to happen this time? So much promise came up, was dominant, and then it's just been plagued year after year by injury, coming back, not having his stuff. He's been a huge surprise for me in that Atlanta rotation. 9-2, he's got a sub-3 ERA, and just has been a staple in that rotation and a go-to guy for the Braves this year. Couple that with Fried, you got the veteran in Morton who keeps doing it in his late 30s. But, yeah, top to bottom, that's really good. And that bullpen's really good. And I haven't even mentioned this, but the Atlanta Braves play as good or better defense than anyone in either league in the game of baseball. So that's always a plus. They always have that great defense. I think this is just a really good team, a veteran team, a team that's been there, done that before. And I think early on when they weren't being the Braves like a year ago and everybody was worried, I don't think those guys in that clubhouse were worried. Yeah, the Acuna. When Acuna went down, man, that's a huge blow, losing your MVP. But like an L.A. Dodgers-type ball club, when a big guy goes down, Mookie Betts recently went down for the Dodgers, there's enough star power around him to pick up the slack, and I think that's what you're going to see the Braves do. I think this is business-like. They're just trying to prime and be in the best position they can. And we've seen this the last few years when it comes to the postseason. Not necessarily the best team that wins the World Series in 2024. Right. It's the team that gets hot. We've seen it. We've seen the wild card be a huge launching point for a lot of teams getting to that World Series. So today it's not as critical to win that division. And ask the Dodgers. You know, they 111 wins a few years ago, they get ousted in the first round. So it's not about that. It's not about the marathon like it used to be where you were really rewarded for that 162. It's just getting a seat at the table in the postseason. I think the Braves are professional enough. The guys, the staff they have around them is as good as anyone in baseball. They're prepared, they're pros, and they know what it's all about. That's getting to the table, and then once you get to the table, making a run in that postseason.
Hey, Brett, before we cut you loose, Brett Boone with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I thought it was a really cool idea to take the Negro tribute game back to Birmingham, to Rickwood, where both the White Barons and the Black Barons played. Willie Mays is from there. We lost Willie Mays. I obviously never got to see him. I was 5 when he played for the Mets, but it just seems like my dad, I'll defer to my old man, and I know your dad and generations played against some of the greats, but my dad said Willie Mays was the greatest guy he ever saw in person as far as play the game. What's your thoughts on Willie Mays' legacy?
Unbelievable. And I think, you know, I just got off a show talking about this, and it's I had a podcast with Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro League Museum, the other day, and we were talking about this big upcoming game and was Willie going to be there or not. The other day I saw him come across the ticker that Willie was not going to be available for the game, and I just thought, wow, something's got, you know, and I don't know the ins and outs of his health and how he was, but I'm thinking right. That's not a good sign showing up. I know that was important to hear. He played at that field as a 17-year-old for the Barons. And this is going to be an awesome game, an unbelievable tribute. Willie, you know, I think it's a celebration of life at this point. I know that his loved ones, and I don't want to be disrespectful to any of his loved ones or friends out there. Whenever you have a family member and a loss, it's a big deal. But he was a 93-year-old guy. What he did for this game is unbelievable. One of the greatest players to ever do it. And I think it's a celebration of life, and I think this game, right at this point, right around his passing, is really going to be a great tribute to Willie Mays. There's not too many of them. The icons of the game, you know, I was thinking, it made me think about that. The Koufaxes, maybe a Reggie Jackson at this point in his career, a Nolan Ryan, Yastrzemski. They're far and few between, and I think this is going to be a really cool tribute to not only the Negro League, but to Willie Mays, so close to his passing. Pretty awesome.
Man, we really appreciate you coming on, Brett, as always. And, yeah, we'll take you up on that. If nothing else, we'll grab a steak. If you got the time, we'll allow for it when you're in town, man. Can't wait. Have a good weekend.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's our Odyssey MLB Insider. Brett Boone, Insider Calls, presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Hey, man, what a weekend. I mean, it's Friday. Tomorrow we're going to be at State Farm Arena because, you know, Caitlin Clark's coming to town. That's kind of a big deal, too.
Yeah, I'd say so. Although we did get some unfortunate news for the Atlanta Dream. Their star player, Mike Ryan Howard, got an ankle injury last night, so we don't know if she's going to play.
Oh, snap. We'll get into that. We'll tell you more about that, guys. This hour of Dukes and Bell is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Carl is off today. He'd love this scene, man. Hot and steamy downtown. And I'm just talking about the Argentinian fans. Oh, yeah, and the weather, too. We'll come back with an NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.